Good morning. It is Monday, December 22, 2025 at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Tech news: in San Francisco, Waymo's autonomous vehicle service has been fully restored after a significant disruption over the weekend. A widespread power outage appeared to cause numerous robotaxis to stall on city streets, prompting the company to temporarily suspend all operations. The incident highlights a critical vulnerability for autonomous fleets: their deep reliance on stable city infrastructure and constant connectivity. While the system recovered, the event serves as a crucial data point for regulators and competitors, demonstrating the cascading effects of municipal grid failures on next-generation transportation networks. In other news, the European Union is signaling a significant policy shift regarding electric vehicles. The European Commission has softened its 2035 goals, moving away from a complete ban on new gas-powered cars. The revised plan would permit 10% of new vehicles sold to be powered by internal combustion engines. The move is being framed as a measure to provide flexibility, but it has drawn immediate concern from EV startups and environmental groups who argue it undermines investment and slows the transition to zero-emission transportation. Business news. Turning to the markets, private equity firms Permira and Warburg Pincus have announced a major acquisition, agreeing to buy financial software company Clearwater Analytics in a deal valued at $8.4 billion. The transaction underscores the continued high value placed on enterprise-grade software as a service platforms, particularly those servicing the financial industry. In global trade, tensions are escalating between China and the European Union. Beijing announced it will impose provisional tariffs of up to 42.7% on dairy products imported from the EU, a move widely seen as retaliation for European trade restrictions. This action signals a deepening of trade disputes that could impact a wide range of industries. Meanwhile, in the banking sector, UBS is reportedly preparing for another round of significant job reductions in mid-January. The move is part of the ongoing and complex integration of Credit Suisse, indicating that the fallout from that historic merger continues to reshape the European financial landscape. World news. On the global stage, a high-ranking Russian general has been killed by a car bomb in Moscow. Russia's investigative committee confirmed that Fanil Sarvarov, head of the Armed Forces Operational Training Department, was the target of the attack. This assassination of a senior military official in the capital represents a significant security breach and is likely to provoke a strong reaction from the Kremlin. In the Middle East, the Israeli government has approved the construction of 19 new settlements in the occupied West Bank. The country's far-right finance minister stated the move was explicitly intended to block the potential establishment of a Palestinian state, a decision that is expected to draw widespread international condemnation. Finally, talks held in Miami between a special envoy for the Trump administration and a top Ukrainian negotiator have concluded. Both sides described the discussions on peace plans as productive, though they also stated that no major breakthrough was achieved. That is your briefing for today. Stay focused.